So yeah, and then the main event is Stipe Miocic and Alistair Overeem. Solid heavyweight title fight. I mean, Overeem has been a top heavyweight for a very, very long time. Champion, you know, K1, champion Strikeforce, champion in Dream, and now he's getting his chance to be UFC champion, and he may not have another chance if he doesn't win this fight. So the stakes are high for him. Stipe Miocic fighting at home in Cleveland for the first time since he joined the UFC. So it should be a good atmosphere there. Both guys hit hard. Odds makers have as a really close fight. It's a, you know, it's an interesting main event. I'm curious to see how it goes.
If you had, if I told you somebody's going to win this fight and defend the title five times successfully thereafter, who do you think won?
Miocic.
Okay. Yep. Just curious.
Alistair Overeem is older. Five fights for Alistair Overeem is tough to pull off. Stipe is I think 34-ish around there. So him pulling off five fights in a row is more plausible.
Yeah. I mean, Alistair is 36, but I guess how many fights does Alistair have?
Alistair Overeem has. He has over double the fights of Stipe, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Does he have close to triple, or is it closer to double? I'm not sure. But I mean, Miocic is a much fresher fighter. Alistair Overeem has been through the wars. He's been knocked out over and over and over again over the years. You know, he's. Yeah. You know, I didn't realize he was 36. I thought he was actually a little bit older than that. But still, I mean, there's a lot more wear, and you can see it just in the way he fights. I mean, he doesn't have the explosiveness and athleticism that he did at one point.
Or something else.
Yeah. I mean, that's a separate factor, but I mean, aside from that, I mean, there's also an issue of athleticism. But I mean, since you brought up the title defense, I wrote an article this week for Shredder.com. There you go, plugging something. I was looking at the history of the heavyweight division, and I mean, the basic thrust of the point is that the heavyweight title switches much more than championships in other divisions.
Yeah.
If you look at the history of it, heavyweight champions defending their titles are basically close to right at 500. They're 16-15 over the course of UFC history, and that includes, you know, challengers like Gann McGee and Tank Abbott and Justin Eilers. So, you know, that's, you know, not a very good mark for defending champions. Whereas the defending champions in all of the other divisions combined are, I forget what the exact numbers were, but it, you know, 130-30 or something. So the win percentage was about 500 for heavyweights and was about 750 for everybody else. Which says, you know, there's champions are a lot more apt to retain their titles in other divisions for a variety of reasons. But I mean, one of them is the knockout power, which can be a big decision maker. And on the point you bring up with the five title defenses, the record for the most title defenses in a single title run for heavyweight in UFC history is two.
Well, that's why I asked a question with a number as large as five. Because it's like, it's so unlikely, but who of these two would be more equipped to succeed against the other contenders in rematches if he came out of this one on top? But it is, I mean, that's the heavyweight championship. Just defending it once feels like a rarity.
Yeah. Particularly relative to the other divisions. I mean, that championship has been around since 1977, Wade. And there's never been a champion who's defended it twice.
You know your MMA well, so I was going to be like, God, I thought it was early 90s, maybe. So I got to check. I missed a whole era.
1997. And that's 19 years. You know, the women's, you know, Joanna already has three title defenses, and her title was instituted 19 months ago. So, you know, there's a stark contrast in the ability of heavyweights to retain the title in the other divisions.
It was 97 when they started the heavyweight title?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
No, because it was just all tournaments and super fights.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow.
They were doing the tournaments for a number of, and they weren't running that many shows for a number of years. So yeah. They had the super fight titles, and then they merged the Dan Severn super fight title with the Mark Coleman tournament title from UFC. I want to say 11, might have been UFC 10 or 12. And that was the start of the heavyweight title.
And I mean, I remember all that. I watched it in real time, and I know there was this moment like, yay, they're going to have a title. I would not have thought it was as late as 97, as far as my memory goes. By the way, as far as the number of fights I had, it's 55 to 17, so it's 3.2 to 1 in total fights.
Oh, perfect. There you go. Yeah
so over 3 to 1. Yep. Yeah, that's stunning for fighters who are 2 years and 3 months apart in age.
Yeah, that's a lot of fighting, Alistair. And that's not taking into account as well as kickboxing fights.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very good point.